So you were telling me that you were in the Marines.
Yeah, 10 years, United States Marine Corps.
What kind of stuff did you get to eat when your travels around the world?
Let's see. Antelope, aardvark, monkey brains, elephant, alligator, rat, pigeon. By far the worst thing I've ever had is rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros isn't good.
No.
Why not?
It tastes like a shoe. It's real rubbery.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you know it wasn't just bad rhinoceros?
That's a good question. I wouldn't know that.
Rhinoceros could be incredibly delicious, you know? I mean, like, pizza's really good, but you go to Pizza Hut, you would think pizza was bad. Maybe you had, like, the Pizza Hut of rhinoceros.
That's true. That's very true.
I think you're writing off rhinoceros too easily.
Oh, come on.
Tell me about the monkey brains.
I was stationed, I was actually en route to Thailand,
right,
and made a stop off in New Delhi. And went to one of these little, you know, side vendors or whatever.
Right.
And he gave me this thing, this cup looked like, you know, pink lemonade ice cream. Which is originally what I thought it was. So I'm eating it. And his kid comes up to me. And I gave it to him, and, you know, this, the guy I was with, who worked for the embassy at the time, said, "Do you know what you just ate?" I'm like, "What? Chilled monkey brains." Not bad. You know,
really? You kept it down?
Yeah, I have an iron stomach. I can keep most things down. Bear was pretty good.
Yeah, bear's good.
Bear's good. Rattlesnake is all right.
Rattlesnake really does taste like chicken.
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Really, but I'll tell you the best drink I've ever had.
Drink, okay.
Thailand, Cobra Blood Whiskey.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You go in some parts of Thailand, such as Karat, Bangkok, there's snakes all over the place. And what they do is they'll catch a cobra, cut his head off, and squeeze his blood right in the whiskey, let it ferment for a couple of days. You're talking about something that'll really make you see the light of day.
Wow. Did you trip on it?
Yeah, it's hallucinogenic.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
It is. It's extremely hallucinogenic. There are... did some time in Africa, had the tarantulas, the giant tarantulas. I will never eat that again. You know, I've had the usual unique food such as chocolate-covered grasshoppers, chocolate-covered ants.
That's very Thai and Mexican.
Yeah, but insects are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Beetles.
The only insect product that Americans eat is honey. That's it.
Right.
Although, who knows where we're getting in our chopped spinach, right?
Yeah.
So, what was elephant like? Tastes like peanuts?
Actually, it's real. If you ever see the movie Waterworld, where he kills that giant fish and there's that piece of fish on that grill, it kind of has the consistency of that. It's like real buoyant.
Wow.
But it's actually, you know, it's kind of like eating a souffle. Considering that killing an elephant is illegal in the first place.
And probably a sin of some sort.
It's sin, yeah.
So you're telling me elephant's light?
To me, it tasted light.
Wow.
The only piece of food that has ever scared me in my life is blowfish.
Yeah, fugu.
Yeah, you had it?
Did you eat it prepared by a licensed chef?
Yeah, we were stationed in Okinawa.
Okay.
Went to Japan. And that's what I actually got hooked on sushi in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I went to Japan and had actual sashimi.
Right.
And I ordered it. You know, it's like $60 for like that one little piece of little dish of it. And I was scared. I mean, I was drank like two things of sake straight. You know, he puts it in front of me and it was delicious.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Did it make your nerves tingle, like your fingers and your toes?
No. Because
the toxin's supposed to work on you a little bit. That's the whole
right
point. Like slightly kill you.
And the chef I talked to told me that they had to go to school for like a year to learn how to do this properly before they could ever serve it.
Yeah.
The slimiest thing would be Korea. They eat live octopus.
They wrap around
the chopsticks and eat it. And the problem is that when it's still alive, you know, it sticks on the way down, man.
Oh my God. Wow.